Nuclear Electric Rocket. In 1956, the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission, AEC, began to look at nuclear rockets seriously under Project Rover. In theory, a nuclear fission reactor would be used to heat up gases like hydrogen to extreme temperatures, and then these gases would be ejected out one end of the rocket, creating thrust. Because of the danger of an explosion in the Earth's atmosphere involving toxic nuclear fuel, early versions of nuclear rocket engines were placed horizontally on railroad tracks, where the performance of the rocket could be carefully monitored. The first nuclear rocket engine to be tested under Project Rover was the Kiwi 1 in 1959, aptly named after the Australian flightless bird. In the 1960s, NASA joined with the AEC to create the Nuclear Engine for Rocket Vehicle Applications, NERVA, which was the first nuclear rocket to be tested vertically rather than horizontally. In 1968, this nuclear rocket was test-fired in a downward position. The results of this research have been mixed. The rockets were very complicated and often misfired. The intense vibrations of the nuclear engine often cracked the fuel bundles, causing the ship to break apart. Corrosion due to burning hydrogen at high temperatures was also a persistent problem. The nuclear rocket program was finally closed in 1972. These atomic rockets had yet another problem: the danger of a runaway nuclear reaction, as in a small atomic bomb. Although commercial nuclear power plants today run on diluted nuclear fuel and cannot explode like a Hiroshima bomb, these atomic rockets, in order to create maximum thrust, operated on highly enriched uranium and hence could explode in a chain reaction, creating a tiny nuclear detonation. When the nuclear rocket program was about to be retired, scientists decided to perform one last test. They decided to blow up a rocket like a small atomic bomb. They removed the control rods, which keep the nuclear reaction in check. The reactor went supercritical and blew up in a fiery ball of flames. This spectacular demise of the nuclear rocket program was even captured on film. The Russians were not pleased. They considered this stunt to be a violation of the Limited Test Ban Treaty, which banned above-ground detonations of nuclear bombs. Over the years, the military has periodically revisited the nuclear rocket. One secret project was called the Timberwind nuclear rocket. It was part of the military's Star Wars project in the 1980s. It was abandoned after details of its existence were released by the Federation of American Scientists. The main concern about the nuclear fission rocket is safety. Even 50 years into the space age, chemical booster rockets undergo catastrophic failure about 1% of the time. The two failures of the Challenger and Columbia space shuttles, tragically killing 14 astronauts, further confirm this failure rate. Nonetheless, in the past few years, NASA has resumed research on the nuclear rocket for the first time since the NERVA program of the 1960s. In 2003, NASA christened a new project, Prometheus, named for the Greek god who gave fire to humanity. In 2005, Prometheus was funded at $430 million, although that funding was significantly cut to $100 million in 2006. The project's future is unclear.